Here where we are.
אנחנו נכנסים לשלב.
We are entering a new stage.
Coronavirus, the pandemic.
And the coronavirus pandemic, where people are finally starting to digest the fact that these things are between us, these restrictions will remain and for a long time, and gradually it's changing us. We are starting to grow tired, despaired. We don't have exactly what to yearn for, what to run to, no ways to make money, be in a competition, everything enters this torpor, this slumber, and there's a tiredness, a general fatigue humanity is feeling. Also nervousness. This is revealed differently for different people and different layers of the population. There are those who snap out more. There are those who enter the silent depression. There are those who steal and rob and break. There are those who go out and parades and protests and so on and so forth. There are dangers that all those things will eventually move into kind of war between nations, among people, as it were, in our history. If people lack clear perspective, if they don't know what to live for, they become atrophied, they don't know what to do with themselves. The absence of future brings a person the lack of force, motivation, because there's nothing to yearn for, nothing to do. So we'll see over time. Try to look at people where you live, in all countries. Look how they feel themselves more and more increasingly without strength, without a goal, without a purpose, without a tendency towards something, going through a state of apathy, and cannot go out of it, out from it. They are incapable, they don't know how. And here we need to see, is this the path, or is this the way the Creator wants to show people that our lives, also previously they were somewhat without a purpose, but we were playing like kids in a sandbox. The play little things, as long as the important thing was to play, that's what our lives were all about. But now that the Creator is taking the game out of us, and we cannot play as we'd like, then it's possible that we will begin to feel where we truly are, and what were our lives before. Just running around from morning till night, making money, spending money. We were in this closed circuit and a loop. It's possible that we'll have no choice, but can't take care of ourselves. I feel that there's no strength, there's no taste. I feel like lying down and never getting up. So maybe out of that we'll come to a state where reluctantly, not the second, in the future, this reluctantly will come to a decision
that
if I can't care about myself, since I have no strength for that, but if I care about the other and the other cares about me, we would replace the current method. Then it's possible that we'll have fulfillment, the correct fulfillment for life. Since the most important thing for me is to have strength, power, reasons to move, to do something, to receive support from everyone, and I'm supporting them. And in this way, when we begin to live for something common, not individual, then we'll see a totally different perspective, a new future for humanity, and each one will have the strength, and there will be a reason to live. And that's mainly because we're discovering something, not just for today, the energy, a reason to live, and so on and so forth. Rather, we see the eternal purpose of life. How we see in it the entire global form of nature, the whole form. We are discovering the upper force. We begin to take control of our lives, but truly our lives, not this game that we've had before. We have to see, we have to try and feel what is the Creator doing with all of humanity, and how can we understand his game with us? This is the meaning of playing with the whale, with the will to receive that he created. Okay, let's try. The steps now, as we enter the winter, are very serious stages that they can tell us much. If we become sensitive to it, we try to understand the Creator's intentions, what does He want, according to what He's awakening in people, then accordingly we'll have an easier time to understand these new discernments in life, in nature, and we will advance in this way. Get up.
You said, basically, it sounds like that we lack some fulfillment to life in the horizon, that we'll move to something collective and not singular. There is this transition. What is it?
I don't know. I'm trying to detect it. Not that I can see the future. I also want you to pay attention and make an effort to see the future together. It's certain that you can reveal it and succeed. But I think this is what's happening. I'm purposely saying I think. Well, let's see. Is it correct or incorrect to teach you to see? Maybe the Creator, through this state as we now are going through, He wants to show us that there is no there's no purpose to live as we used to live before, and it was a lie indeed, because no one lived for himself, it only seemed so. And now if we start reluctantly to think about one another, somehow all of us together, we will receive mutual support for it. And it would be also the upper force that is common to us. And that's how we will start to see that there is life after the death of our ego. A different kind of life. Eternal, whole, beautiful, that can fill us and give us a reason for a great deal of energy. It can happen for a long time.
Still, how will humanity come to the understanding, at least minimal understanding, that there's a force working here, turning to us?
Out of despair, apathy, reluctantly, when people will be sitting without anything to do and they won't be able to come out. After all, you're going to be closed off. See, those countries open and then those countries shut down. The Creator typically exhausts man's ego in this way, and ego begins to despair from the thought of filling himself ever, and he gives up. Then there's a chance that people reluctantly, because they cannot live without fulfillment. So, because of the lack of fulfillment, they begin to think, how will I fulfill myself? Okay, I'm going to play with others in giving instead of receiving. As long as I'll be alive, I'll feel that I'm living for something. Maybe the change will happen like that.
How do you see the next degree for our global group and humanity? They're the closest degree.
We need to enter a connection between us as quickly as possible. Such connection, where the upper light will be able to shine before us on all of humanity, because we exist only to bring humanity to the Creator. If not for this purpose, none of us would exist. Us meaning those who have a tendency to the Creator. We wouldn't exist, that desire would not be in us, because this desire, we acquired the desire and the understanding to connect, and given some possibility of acting in it, only to draw humanity into it. The Creator is not considering us. We agree only for all the others that don't think of anything, but the Creator wants them specifically, because the will to receive, the great will to receive, is in them, in the foolish. What does it mean? Foolish, unconnected to the Creator, cannot understand, cannot feel the purpose for its living. But this will to receive is when we connect with it together, and we'll be able to receive all the deficiencies and pass the light to him. Specifically in them, in those huge desires, the greatest light will appear, the light of Yechida. Light of Yechida.
We are supposed to provide this?
Yeah, of course. It has to pass through us.
Basically, what state we're supposed to be in order to be able to provide that?
We need to be connected between us in order to carry out the desire of the Creator, and in order to carry out the desire of the collective, humanity. We are as a conduit.
It's also a certain high level of connection between us.
Of course, the main thing is us. It is us, because we are activating everything. We're the operational part.
When we are on the path in this state, on the way to that state, we also go through stages of fatigue.
Relatively, not exactly, because we have a goal, we have a method, we have our Torah, meaning a program. You know, we understand that we have to follow that. So you can be despaired, relatively speaking, but those are states on the path, state along the way that has to be this way. But it's not that we lack a purpose. Not that you lack a reason for being alive. It's not that you're completely disconnected from life. You sometimes enter such things, but it's only in order to renew the degree. And now that it's typically happening to you, like it happens among the people. I hear, I see people who are today without a job, without any occupation. They're sitting at home. They can't come out. You can't fly anywhere. Nothing. It's terrible. For them, this used to be a type of fulfillment in life. And today, it's hopeless. Your kids are with you like that, and your neighbors. It's a gray cloud that descended the earth. A very special state. Here, we have to put in as much work as possible in connecting to the Creator, connecting to each other, connecting to the general public, and as much as possible to tie everyone to the Creator. I don't know, I'll tell you. You are in a state where if you don't see each other physically, then this feeling gradually disappears. That's clear. Baal Sulam also writes about it. That's how it transpires. But for that, to do maybe twice a day, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, such a meeting between us. How many people you've got? 6, 7, maybe 10, maybe 15? And everyone is together and is talking together. This is stories because we can't feel everyone together inside of us. But later, you will feel that there's such a concept of the ten in one place, center of the ten, and there, from this eye, you'll begin to, from the center, you begin to turn to the Creator and receive a response from the Creator in that common desire, and you'll begin to reveal Him. From this common desire, you'll begin to turn to other tens or to the rest of humanity, only from within the ten, from the center of the ten, not alone. Alone is a kind of work that's doomed to fail from the get-go. Because we cannot contain the power of the Creator if in one desire. It has to be 10 and not 9 and not 11 as it's written.
Rab, buongiorno. Tutto quello che è stato detto nelle domande precedenti nella mia città sta già accadendo.
Everything that was said, centinaia di persone. This is what's happening in my city yesterday, just exactly like that. The police had to rein in people who are making a mess all around the city, in the streets. I want to say that everything's happening so fast in this really ultrasonic speed. And everything you tell us is happening. What do you want, what would you like us to do as your students in order to push the plan of creation forward with these conditions?
First of all, it's good that we understand that it's all a result of people, not that they're unemployed or without a means for a living, they are without a future. If once every few months they would travel abroad, they will do something. Today, this despair is going from family to family, from city to city, state to state. It's surrounding the earth. It's surrounded, it covered the earth on the outside. This despair, apathy, the absence of a future. As if the engine is not running because there's no reason to run. Businesses are shut down. All those things. Now what can you do? First of all, accordingly, we need to see how much we can advance in the correction. See that other than us, no one understands what's going on. No one knows how to deal with that.
And
I already told you in the future what has to be. That people will discover that they cannot work to fulfill themselves individually because it's false. It doesn't fill me. It disappears. I'm despaired from that. And then I find a new method for fulfillment where I fulfill and I fill the others. And I feel that by that I am getting fulfilled. I acquire a mood, the light inside. I have air. And everyone is like that. We simply shuffle things around. Not more than that. We enjoy and we reach infinite pleasure without restriction by being able to bestow to one another. Since the purpose of creation is pleasure, but pleasure that is real. Not as it were right now, where we discover that the pleasure we receive is a pleasure that disappears and leaves nothing behind. So we are in a point of transition with you. How long will it take? I can't say. Truly. I think it needs to take time. Humanity has to digest those things. We need to digest those things. We ourselves need to change. To get from the point where each one of us is in nature, he wants to fill himself, to the desire to fill the friends, the ten. I live in the soul's devotion towards the ten, only for that. Because through the ten, I fill the Creator. Through the ten, I fill humanity. And through humanity, I also fill the Creator. So, and to create this inner transformation, this inner change. I don't think it can move too quickly. But it's up to us. It's possible that it all changes. Possible that it all changes over a short period of time. As we can see, this pandemic is only 7-8 months old, but look what's going on. Look at the change in human nature, in his thoughts. We don't yet understand, identify all that has changed in us, but look what has changed. I would never think about it 6 months ago. I thought it should be like this, but for this to happen so quickly, no, it passes over us and we get changed and each day. There are changes. It's like the ocean. One side waves are going up, another place waves are going down. It's the upper light that is working on the entire coarseness and the entire will to receive of creation. And it's changing it. And don't take only us into consideration, rather also the desires to receive that are not revealed in our world. have not revealed yet, they are also all change. According to also highest souls and the klipot, the shells, and those who did not even get the scrutiny and the correction. So the process is a complex one. But the fact that we're already starting to see this general despair, general apathy, and that people don't know what to do with it, they're willing to just break in and just everything but feel that I'm facing emptiness. So what do we get from this? That the Creator here is putting us to work on very serious actions, since the feeling of emptiness, from the perspective of the wisdom of Kabbalah, as we learn, is the worst possible feeling. A person is ready for anything, also to die, but not to feel empty, because that's how the Kli is built. Was harm to yourself. But the important thing is to understand more and more where this is all headed. We should have more confidence that we are in control of the situation, as much as you can say in control. And already in that the Creator is taking us Mavir Banav in the Red Sea, the, who takes his sons through the Red Sea. That's what's up.
Volevo chiederti una cosa che fa paura in questa situazione.
I wanted to ask you something that is scary about this situation. That typically, when something very, very critical is happening, the population comes together. Now, if there's a catastrophe, people unite. If there's an earthquake, people help each other. But in this state, there's no mutual help, and it's something I don't seem to understand. It's very frightening. Why is this happening? Is there an explanation?
There is explanation. That's what I just said. It's what I just said. We used to be connected by our ego, our will to receive. Now, the Creator wants us to connect through the will to bestow. So we gotta discover in the will to receive zero capability to help us. It's only separating us, dividing us, pushing us apart. And if we wish to succeed and do something, connect, we have to do it first and foremost with the power to bestow, to give. If once upon a time you used to take a few people and break something in the big group, now it's not working. Now connection has to be where we bestow to one another, and then the Creator will clothe in us and give us the fuel to give from us to everyone. It's a different kind of connection. And that's why we cannot connect the way we were connected yesterday. Rather, it's different. We'll feel ourselves as you feel other people. They say, I'm lying down, I can't get up. Why? What for? I don't have any energy. And that's how people feel. There are those who get up, who walk, who do some sports, but inside a great burden and a great bitterness from life. Life doesn't carry an importance with them. Why do we need to live? That's the main thing. And this cloud is descending lower and lower onto humanity. It will squeeze every last drop, and we'll hear then what the Creator is trying to show us. We are together because we're talking about the future right now. Where is it going? Maybe for a month, a few months, years. ahead, but it's difficult for average people. We'll try to explain to them gently, beautifully. If you succeed in doing it, that all of this is in order to transition from egoistic connection between us to an altruistic connection. Just make sure they don't think of you like some weirdos. Watch out. But for us, it's good to know about it. And to start to see how it's revealed, how it enters, let's say, how it comes down into human society, this plan. I'm sharing it.
Il me manque un élément ici pour connecter
la
révélation du Créateur dans la dizaine et la révélation.
I'm lacking the element
aux nations
of how to tie together the revelation of the method of correction to the nations of the world and seeing the Creator in the ten.
Because it's happening through us. Through us, he's right. He's right in saying that he doesn't know how the nations of the world will accept the revelation of the Creator. It will be revealed through us. They will connect to us as just like Ahab and Galgalat HaVeinayim. So it will be revealed in this structure where Galgalat HaVeinayim and Ahab, and actually a complete structure.
USA Northwest.
Northeast.
Hello, Rav. How does these acts of connection that we perform affect this state of apathy when Creator is always bringing the ego to annulment? So how does this acts of connection affect the state of apathy of humanity?
We don't bring humanity apathy by connecting, by succeeding to connect. Rather, by connecting, we accelerate these stages that all humanity has to go through. There's a saying, Israel accelerates the time. They compress it. They truly compressed the time. Or if we could, with this pandemic and everything we've gone through in the last 8 months, would we be able to go through it in 5 years? But instead we've done it in 8 months. And that's because we are working within humanity in our group and is trying as much as possible to organize itself in tens relative to the Creator and maybe a little in explaining to humanity. And this is working for accelerating time significantly.
Спасибо, Раф. Расскажите для лучшего понимания, куда может привести текущее состояние.
Thank you, Raf. Please tell us for a better understanding the current state of humanity. Where, what can it lead us to if it's not come? If our explanation doesn't come.
A global war.
מתוך הייאוש, מתוך
out of the despair, the helplessness. There's no exit, there's no solution, there's no purpose. Simply everything can blow up. Just like now, people are going out on different marches, parades, smashing windows. It will come to, it will rise to the level of, to the international level. So let's hope that we'll be able to mitigate it.
Tel Aviv 3, 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, can we better define what the Creator can't do?
The Creator cannot do anything until we ask of Him. It's the upper force, the upper light, who constantly approaches. Like you can see something from the depth of the galaxy approaching the Earth. Approaching. And it can take years for this mass to move and to enter. And they'll tell you, in 20 years, this can fall on our heads. For 20 years, it's coming, it's nearing. What can you do? Similarly, we need to understand that the Creator is approaching, the upper light is approaching. It wants to be revealed. Either through disparity of form, by being opposite the will to receive, then we reveal sorts of problems and troubles, or according to equivalence of form, then we enter equivalence of form with him, face to face. And then we receive it, as it's written, according to the good desire of the receiver and according to the good desire of the bestower. This is called unity, adhesion. The mating, it all depends on us. If we'll be able each time to form the correct connection between the big will to receive humanity has, and through us, where we are making contact. This contact between the Creator and the rest of the world to receive, which is humanity, it's going through us, whether we're ready for it or not. This is where the problem lies. Let's hope we'll do what's expected of us correctly, otherwise there can be resistance between the Creator and the world to receive. They bring us to very difficult states. Turkey 2.
Dear Rav, a question from my time. The system in the world is forcing us to permanent work, and there is a little time left for our spiritual work. What kind of system should we build as a vertically so that the whole world system will return to us?
We don't need too much time out of the 24 hours a day that we have. In order to aim ourselves correctly towards the purpose of creation. We have a lesson. And in addition to the lesson, you don't owe me anything. You owe nothing. Only to try to take what you heard in the lesson, what you're reading about sometimes in our material. Try for this to fill your heart and your head as much as possible. But other than the 3 hours of the morning lesson, you don't have any obligation to invest in that. We're going to meet another time, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half hour with a group on Zoom. These are important things. But all in all, that's it. So no one can say it's that difficult. I know people who are in it dozens of years, and they live.
Okay.
Volga.
Я слышал то, что вы рассказывали, когда Рабаш служил радио и переживал за сынов своих.
I heard what you said, that Rabash would listen to the radio and he cared about the people in the war like his children.
That's a result of his love for the world. When a person wants to bring all humanity closer to adhesion in the Creator, he suffers. He regrets that humanity is instead immersed in various wars and struggles. That's a result of the correction of a person. It will come to us, I hope. That is happening now.
What should we be preparing in the meantime?
Well, we need to prepare our unity, connection between us, and dissemination to all the audiences as much as possible. But the main thing is the connection between us.
I'm hearing from very serious people recently that saying that after the elections in the U.S., civil war will arise. In the last weekend, we heard in Israel that there were talks about dozens of thousands of people with guns, that like militias in the U.S. And if that happens, it can spread in other countries as well. And how do we prepare for such a thing? Do we need to be a bit more alert in this time to within my people do I dwell?
No, I don't know what to tell you. I don't want to say anything, even when it appears to me that I know, I avoid saying it. It doesn't depend on who succeeds and who doesn't. Because it's like the war that took place between the north and the south. Now it's going to be an extension of that war. They didn't solve the problem. It's going to be an extension of that war. And it remains. Because that's how they feel. Segregation of people, the division of people, of the population. It stays, it remains. They don't know what to do with it. Here, there has to be a new method of calming the people down, connecting the people. They do a lot about it, the Americans. They have taken great steps forward with the laws that they've issued and the relationship between people, but nevertheless, those things need urgent care. What will happen after the elections? I don't want to talk about it. I don't. It has nothing to do with the outcome, the winner of the election. It can be an eruption of deep-seated hate that exists there. And it's very difficult to step over. There's a great...
Good morning. I wanted to ask, I heard you say that we still need time to digest this all this thing that is happening. But should we anyway strengthen our prayer to the Creator so people can listen more profoundly to our dissemination in a quicker way? Thank you, Rob.
Of course, yes, you always need to do it. I'm just telling you today, I'm just trying to look a little bit ahead so you could see these things in the world, so it'll be easier for us to identify the movements, and we will go a bit forward, ahead of everyone, and not be impressed of what's happening. We will recognize all these changes, even sudden changes, sharp changes, as something that's found along the way, and we have reason to rejoice.
Lismoch.
Sorry, to trust. To trust.
is, he's talking about understanding. What does it mean to understand in spirituality?
להתקשר.
To connect.
מה שלומדים בצורה כזאת שזה
ישתה. To connect to what we learn in such a way that it will influence the will to receive, and the light that influences the will to receive gives the desire to receive an impression. It's called understanding.
So what vessels do we measure understanding with?
It's not in the intellect.
Inside the group or inside the individual?
בתוך הרצון של האדם.
Inside man's desire that is connected with the desires in the ten. Inside one desire alone, you cannot grasp anything, because everything is clarified only in the connection between the tens. When you have many desires and they are connected somehow, the reforming light counts. Then you have a combination or amalgamation of ten desires, and you understand what the Creator wants to tell you. You continue a bit more forward. The states between these desires change and shift, and you understand from these desires that just changed by the study what the Creator wants to tell you next. And you take another step forward in connection, and again your relationship change, and again the new relationship are built, and from that you understand what the Creator is trying to give you. This partsuf, the ten, it's a partsuf, it's like a book. Where you see what the Creator wants to give you. That's how it works.
Rav, so this Hitkalilut, how do you really measure it? We understand that it's that interconnection, but sometimes it can get a bit confusing. So how do you really measure the Hitkalilut within the tens?
I can't speak about it right now, or very far from it. Even inside the ten, there's no connection. Before you can start in the tens, don't fantasize. I'm a very reasonable person. If we're in it, then we're in it. If we're not in it, I don't like to talk about such things.
Moscow 7.
В конце первого абзаца здесь Бааль Сулам пишет: благодаря
At the end of the first paragraph,
понять материал пробуждает
when it says from the great desire and longing to understand what they're learning, they awaken the lights that surround their souls. So
אלה זה מתוך ההתפשטות האורות בתוך הכלים.
You don't understand it in the intellect, but from the expansion of the lights in the vessels. It's not in our intellect, in our mind. The wisdom of Kabbalah does not clothe in our intellect. You can read about it, you can remember things, and you can think that you understand them, but in your corporeal mind, you're not connected to true matter and true actions.
Homer amiti ze ratzon.
The true matter is the desire. True actions is the changing in the desires in the direction of greater and greater bestowal. Then in the changes between them, you understand what the Creator wants.
Ken?
Вот здесь Бааль Сулам именно пишет, что именно благодаря сильному.
Бааль Сулам writes here that specifically from the great desire they awaken the light. So in the ten, how can I understand if the desire and yearning I have are strong enough in my ten?
You never forget about it, day in and day out. That's it. That's the meaning of of a strong desire. Very simple.
Rav, che cosa significa che anche soltanto pronunciando i nomi delle luci riceviamo...
Rav, what does it mean that by mentioning the words that have to do with the light we receive some influence from it?
Because he wants to attain it. Of course, he's not just saying it like playing a recorded message. Rather, from wanting to attain these things in his heart. It's a result of your constant study. His heart begins to change. He awakens the surrounding lights. It shakes them up. And they work on the desire. And the desire begins to enter into contact with these lights. And it turns out that the Creator assumes the form of the lights, and the lights can clothe inside the desires. It happens through the restriction screen, zivug daka, the clothing of the light, of the direct light in their reflected lights, and then these lights called the inner light, they expand in the desires called the guf. Okay? Now that we understand that this is how we need to study the study tensurot, we're going to go to the study. And then we will learn not in order to know, but in order to come closer to the Creator and feel Him, reveal Him inside our vessels, inside our corrected desire. Where are we?
Do you want me to read 156 too?
Okay, so Kufnun.
Read a little bit.
Okay, so 156. Yeah, there's a strict condition during the engagement in this wisdom not to materialize the matters with imaginary and corporeal issues. This is because, thus the breach you shall not make unto you a statue or any image. In that event, one is rather harmed instead of receiving benefit. Therefore, our sages cautions to study the wisdom only after 40 years or from a rav, and other such warnings. All this is for the above reason.
That's the problem. That's why I'm cautioning you. You wish to study tests? No problem. Just don't materialize it. Rather, only awaken the desire to attain emotionally what you're studying. But when you describe these things a little bit above, a little bit below, it's not good, because above means to bestow, below means to receive, right and left. Right is more light of chasadim. Left is less light of chasadim, and so on and so forth. You need to constantly try and interpret it correctly. And then you will learn emotionally, only in your feeling, what is going on, and not with the intellect. And that's a beginner's problem. They want to know with their intellect. Oh, it's written like this, it's written like that. He thinks he knows. Knowledge or knowing means attaining. It is taking place inside of you in the corrected desires. Therefore, be careful, always try to...
Feels the desire.
Do we have to do something special in the 10?
I sit in front of the host and I tell him, I will accept from you the refreshment, only on condition that by that I am pleasing you. You want to please me by having prepared for me, and I want to please you by accepting from you. And then there is a conflict between us. He wants me to receive everything I want to receive, but only on condition that I please him by that.
What's my action as an individual in the 10? To do what he says here.
In the 10, my action is not receiving anything from myself, but only for the sake of the friends.
Thank you. Rav, in what moment in the connection between us do we feel the light of chassadim? Does it come in time, the process of connection, or after you achieve it?
If I want to bestow upon a friend, then I can use the upper light in order to bestow upon my friend light of chassadim. We will learn this. Right now, we have no connection.
Мы из предисловия выяснили, что мы не материализуем то, что изучаем в тест.
In the introduction, we understood that we don't materialize what we're learning in Talmud Sosfot. Can you compare the state in the 10 to what's with
him? In the connection between you, in the relationships between you, you can. It will be far from the truth, but at least you won't make it corporeal. You won't learn it in the material, but the material is your will to receive. And that's something you can say that it's spiritual. Volga.
If I don't feel the meal, how can I please the Creator, the host?
If you give contentment to the friends, by this you can already fill him. You can give him joy. Read Rabash. That's where it's written.
Yes, dear teacher, you gave the example of reception from the Creator several times. Reception is bestowed upon him. What does that mean in connection in the 10, that we receive from him and give to him?
That you're not doing anything if you're not confident that you're doing it for the Creator's benefit. Very simple. What can you do for the benefit of the Creator? So you're told that something for sure that I'm doing for the benefit of the friend on the path to the Creator, that's also for the benefit of the Creator. Because by this I'm assembling a 10, and by this we're building ourselves. So in the end, from the connection between us, we can bestow to the Creator. There's nothing greater than this. If every time we build the connection between us more and more and more and stronger, and we turn to the Creator, that is a net spiritual action. And according to the intensity of the connection, meaning it depends still what ego we're using to connect between us, and rising above that ego, each one above his ego to connect with the others. In this way, we reach such an intensity of the connection that by this we start feeling the Creator, and the Creator is revealed in us. Okay?
So it turns out that we are receiving from the Creator connection.
I can't explain this. Why are we receiving unity from the Creator? That's the vessel. We get from the Creator the attainment of the state itself, which is the feeling of the light, the feeling of the Creator, the feeling of bestowal.
No.
Then according to that, we feel ourselves above our nature, in the nature of bestowal, in the nature of the Creator, like the Creator. Just like that.
כן,
יש פה התנסות שהיא די יוצאת דופן של בעל הסולם.
There is an unusual phrasing here by the creator. He says it's above our mind, above our intellect, and he doesn't explain how it works. Usually he's very...
In our mind we can understand these things. That's why it's written, from your deeds we will know you. Because it's not from the mind, only from the action. And write it down good before you. That is the essence of all the correct plea, correct intention, correct action in spirituality. From your deeds, we will know you. We have to reach an action of bestowal. And through that action of bestowal from us, we'll understand the way the Creator is relating to us. That is called, we will know you. Then we will understand them in our deeds. That is what is happening in our life too, we can say. Until I don't become an adult, that I have kids of my own and a wife and a family, I can't understand what my parents did for me. I can't understand. Only if we do the same actions as our parents, then we understand what they did, and as much as they were concerned about us. So we have no choice, only from such actions. Otherwise, it's all a theory. In Skoms.
Вопрос, товарищи, какую радость творение желает доставить создателю?
Question from the friends: what pleasure does the created being want to give to the creator?
He wants to give the creator gratitude for creating him and giving him an ability to reach the degree of the creator. That is the true work of the created being, to reach the degree of the creator. And also, as we learn that the child wants to be like the father, so by this he's giving the father a good feeling.